Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 2, we were taught that we should seek to be controlled by God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
For the Bible stands.
And so we're going into verse 2, and it says, "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." Well, Hannah's son is born. His name is Samuel. And she has poured out her heart to God, and he gave her this son. What started out as a matter of womanly pride turned the corner in all her prayer and meditation. We see that in verse 11 of chapter 1. "And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord God of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." So now it was not wanting a child only. She is now specifically asking for a man-child that she might give it for God's glory in the Lord's house. Now, she has seen the reality of God. She's been there, and she's been so much in prayer over this thing. Now it's progressed to where now she's coming to know the Lord in a more deep and relational way, in that it's a heart relationship with God. Now, she was called by Eli, the man of God. She was called down for seeming as if she was a drunk person, because he saw her praying and saw her lips moving, but no words coming out. Well, nobody has to hear you pray except God, and he hears the heart, and that's what was going on. She was praying, her lips were moving, no voice was coming out of her mouth, but loud words were coming from her heart to God. But, you know, it reminds me of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, where we're told, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Now, if you're going to have an excess of something, have an excess of the Holy Spirit of God having all of you. And so, here we see that she's not drunk with wine, but she's filled with the Spirit. Eli looked at her and thought, "This lady, she's drunk." Why? Because something was controlling her. Well, he was right. Something was controlling her, but it wasn't wine. It was the Holy Spirit of God. You know, others can see when we are controlled by something. When Eli recognizes the hand of God, he says, "Go in peace." At this point, she has received God's answer, and now she is at peace. And so a lot of times, you know, people wonder, what is behind that person? What makes them tick? But friend, I think that you'll find out that a drunk person, out of their mouth comes filth, comes all kind of unintelligible things and filthy things and all nonsense. But when a person that is drunk in the Spirit, you might say filled with the Spirit, then out of their mouth comes the things of God, and that's noticeable when the people get there. They may at first see that you're controlled by something, but as they talk to you, they realize You're controlled by the Lord. Hey, does people know through their conversation and being around us that God has control of our personal life? And so she received God's answer of peace. Well, after weaning little Samuel, and he's 3 or 4 years old, she now brings Samuel to the prophet Eli, because that was a commitment she had made to the Lord in her prayer. And it is to serve the Lord in the place of the Ark of God. You know, she is rejoicing, I think, that she has, because this is a prayer of praise and true worship. You know, people talk about praise and worship today. This is praise and worship. She is giving what at that time was her only child. And she is giving her only child to the Lord's work. And she won't get to see him but once a year. But she is pleased that she has something as precious as a child to give unto her Lord. So instead of being sad, she's rejoicing. She has fully accepted God's will. And now her child will be at the place of the ark, which is the abode of God's Shekinah glory. And it's the place where her son will grow up. Now, the amazing thing about this, the birth of Samuel and all that's involved, in that day, there's no science, there are no medical authorities who can jump in and take credit for this. She knows that it's 100% of God. After the provocation from her adversary, Penina, she sees that all the attacks of Satan that made her bitter in her heart was a time of insignificance. It wasn't Penina. It was that evil spirit, those spirits of the devils that were controlling Penina that was attacking her. God is holy. There is no unrighteousness nor impurity in him. So no one could do for Hannah what God did for her. There is none beside thee, no one else who is a rock who will bring stability to her and will give this special victory. There's no rock like our God. There is stability in walking with Jesus Christ. And boy, she has found that out. Now that takes us on to verse 3. It says, talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Now, some might try to make this sound like what we call trash talk or in-your-face talk. You know, athletes, sometimes you watch them on the field of play, and he makes a good play, and he turns to his guy that was defending him, and he points his finger and says something to him, you know, kind of a what we call going back and forth, and it's kind of a trash talk is what they called that. But now she says, talk no more exceeding proudly to her adversary. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord God is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Wow. Now God has placed love in her heart for her adversary. When she says, let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, talk no more exceedingly proud. When she's telling her that, this is what's happened. She has named the sins of her adversary, pride and arrogance. But why? In order to call her to repentance. Talk no more. Let not come out. Why? Because the Lord is a God of knowledge. He knows your heart. He knows everything that has come out of the lips. And he knows what is in the heart. He weighs the actions. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. Well, how do you have praise of God when all the secret things of your heart are being brought out, and all the counsels of your heart are being brought out? Why? How can you praise God? Because then you realize the great grace that He has. And so here's Hannah, who has this adversary that's just made her life just so unbearable until she went to the Lord. And now not only does the Lord give her this child, but more than that, the Lord has given her compassion for her adversary as she calls her to repentance. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, we read, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God." He said, all right, we're going to receive as Christians for what we've done in this body, good or bad. We'll receive, we'll lose reward, we might gain reward, but we're going to receive either way. And he says, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." And so here is Hannah trying to persuade Peninnah, repent. Now, a lot of times people have problems when you point out sin and you say, this is sin, you need to repent. I know this has happened sometimes in these situations where you have addiction programs and they all tell the preacher, well, don't really hit on sin. Don't really come down on that, because these people have been addicted to these things and they get to feeling bad and they just are ready to quit and to give up. Well, no, you point out sin so they know that it's sin, that they know God hates the sin. But then you also point out He is the victory, and He gives victory and power over that sin. We can never lose sight of the fact of Romans 14:12. "So then, every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God." And so don't avoid preaching the truth because you might hurt someone's feelings. Realize you might save them from hell, because one day you will appear before Him. So now Hannah is calling on her adversary to repent so she would not be judged. The compassion of Christ has filled the heart of Hannah. And that takes on into verse 4. It says, "The bows of the mighty men are broken. They that stumbled are girded with strength." Now, the mighty men are those who seem too strong to overcome. But their confidence was in their bow. And now the bow is broken. It kind of reminds me of Proverbs chapter 21, verse 22, where it says, "A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casts down the strength of the confidence thereof." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.